Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's catch up.
I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road, across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
Union Home Mortgage Corp., NMLS, number 2229, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to John R. Wallace at unionhomemortgage.com. Now, here's your host, John Wallace.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Multi-million dollar producers, Mark and Mary Wortman, with At Properties in here. Nobody knows Southwest Michigan better. Serve their clients with old-fashioned personal attention to make buying and selling real estate worry-free, effortless, and fun. Not at all hard to find five-star reviews for either of you all over the internet. Recently combined, you've sold more than 80 homes. You currently have 31 listings across Southwest Michigan, so at least 31. That's experience and expertise is obvious. And let's see, website is www.mwartman.com, just one M, because it could work for Mark or Mary.
Absolutely.
Mark's cell phone's 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753. Welcome back.
Thanks.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
You guys have been busy.
Yeah.
We've been very busy. I was going to tell you on your list of 31 listings, a third of them are in backup or in different variations of offers. So it's a good list, and we got some great listings.
Well, and when I looked at not only the current listings with those active offers and the amount of homes you guys have closed, say, for instance, in the past year or so, what is it that separates you guys from some of the other agents that are out there? There's only a couple hundred or thousand.
Yeah. Only about 800 agents.
Yeah.
I guess the time and care that we give people. I know yesterday I showed 9 homes to a couple. And, you know, we had the best showings and we found several homes they really like. We're going to go back out again next week and we're going to scour and look in a different area just to make sure they haven't missed anything. But it's about getting them out there, getting them into the homes, letting them kick the tires, making sure they find what they want, not pushing them into something they don't want. And I think that separates us from a lot of realtors that just show them a house and they expect them to buy that one house.
Yeah. That's it. No, that's all you get to see.
Yeah, it's actually very simple. It's an old-fashioned word called relationships. When we get the phone call or we get a referral from somebody, we spend a lot of time understanding the client, building a relationship, not only about what their needs are in the marketplace, but also personally get involved in understanding their family situations and different things. Everybody has different motivations. And, you know, we spend a little extra time up front and it does pay dividends. And I guess the proof is in the pudding because we do work with many generations of the same family as we build these relationships. So it's really nice.
Yeah. Well, and as a team, the Mark and Mary Wortman team, as it were, you both bring different but very collaborative skill sets together to whether it's the listing side or the buying side.
Oh, yeah. And it's so nice. You know, we can jump on the computer 10 o'clock at night, put together some homes to show people the next day. Between the two of us, we're pulling up the best listings that we can find for them. Plus, the next day, they'll get one of us to take them out and view homes. So they never have to worry, oh, no, they won't be able to show me homes. We're
one
there.
Of you is generally always available.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because we also work in a little bit of different arenas, I cover almost 3 counties. Mary covers the local market. So when she's working with somebody locally and they're looking for a specific house, if she can't find it, it's a very good possibility that I can show them other things very close by that they may not even be aware of. So we do work together. We're comparing notes all the time. Works great.
Yeah. Again, the website is mwortman.com, W-O-R-T-M-A-N. Mark's cell phone is 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753 with At Properties. We're going to take a quick break to take care of the radio side of business, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have three kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and Rural Development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace. Tonight, Mark and Mary Wartman from App Properties in the studios with us. Mark's cell phone, 876-2929. Mary's 208-1753. And the website is mwartman.com. And we were talking about the two of you and working together as a team, whether it's on the listing side or the buying side. And I suppose in any market, it's really true. But right now, in particular, I think as hot as the housing market is, it's more than just listing a house and putting it out there.
Oh, you betcha. It is. Oh, my goodness. We have been having so much fun. We have a pole barn full of staging furniture, and Mark and I will go and we will pick out the right pieces for that particular house, because many times people have half moved out or and they need a little help with finishing the look. So we're there to help them, and we jump in and we get that done, and we get our professional photographer out there, get the pictures taken, the brochures made. I was just at one of them that we did last week, this morning, and one of the realtors that came to the broker tour said, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. I am calling my buyers right now. And she called them. They came right out to look at it. I have a feeling we're going to get an offer on it. So, you know, it's so important to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The staging of a house, how the house looks, not just for the taking of the pictures, but for when folks are coming through to walk through the house and think about making an offer, that's just really important.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the misnomer is the market we're in is so strong. You just put your sign out and sit back and you get an offer in 12 hours. And it does work that way, but your buyers want the houses to be in immaculate condition, move-in ready, and they can't visualize anything. So it's important that you take the time up front before you list the house to have the best foot forward. And a great example of this is we had a listing 3 years ago now where another realtor had it for over a year, and the seller had moved out. It was an empty house. It was a beautiful house, but they couldn't sell it. And we came in, we tweaked the price a little bit. We staged the house. We did a couple of extra things for them. We were able to sell the house in 3 months in a down market. And they are so happy. They've referred other people to us since then. But it's a big deal. It really does help. And, you know, we work with a lot of different people. It don't know what else to say, but it works.
Yeah. And as opposed to some folks who just, you know, here, sign the contract, I'll get you out on the system, and then we'll, you know, whatever happens. Mm-hmm. So it's a complete different level of service that you provide to clients.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's more than just bringing furniture in or staging. It has to do with, I will spend hours with people, and we'll sit down, we'll talk about the colors of the room. Do they need to be painted? They got a roof, and maybe there's some issues going on with the roof. Some people say, well, we'll take care of that at closing. No, you take care of it up front, because at closing, it gets very expensive. So we sit down with them. We help them through this jungle so that when it does go on the market, they're ready to go. And it's, you know, they appreciate it when it happens.
Yeah, because it...
And you're going to get more money, too.
Right.
Did you know that an empty house will get 10% less for a purchase price than a house that is furnished?
I did not know
based
that.
Based on national average. It's real important to do it right, even if it's only a few pieces of furniture.
Sure. Just to be clear, you know, there's a big difference between, let's say I'm in that 2.25 to call it $1 million range. To those, I'm buying something for 75,800 mm-hmm. square feet. Mm-hmm. Those kind of houses, the lower end of the houses tend to have more issues with GFI outlets and those kind of things for mm-hmm. first-time mm-hmm. homebuyer FHA loans.
Yeah, that's true.
But in particular, when you talk about buyers want clean, ready-to-move-in kind of houses on that upper end, if I'm spending over $200,000 on a house, particularly once I cross that 400, 500, 600 range, yeah, I expect it to be in quality, ready-to-move-in shape without issues.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And where were we going with that?
The two of you in particular have a lot of listings in that that upper end of price range. So let's, because you've got so many, 30 plus listings and a third of them are already under offer. And by this weekend, probably another third will be mm-hmm. under contract. Mm-hmm. But let's take another quick break and take care of the radio station side of business. And then let's talk about some of the just phenomenal properties you have listed. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
You're talking to Mark and Mary Wortman at properties. mwortman.com is the website. Mary's cell phone, I'm going to put you first this time, Mary, is 269-208-1753. And Mark's is 269-876-2929. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate. Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
When we were shopping for a home, we really wanted somebody who would be available for us. We both work full-time. We have 3 kids. We needed somebody that would be available when we were available.
Our schedule is crazy, too. It's really hard to find someone that can fit that schedule.
I was really impressed with Union Home Mortgage because we didn't have to worry about somebody not calling us back.
We didn't know anything about it going in, and they were just completely helpful.
And I really appreciated that they didn't try to sell us anything.
Union Home Mortgage in St. Joe is a national mortgage lender that delivers on our promises. Nationally, we average less than 21 days from complete application to closing on your new home. Conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Veterans VA loans, FHA and rural development, as well as construction and rehab mortgages. All Union Home loan officers are federally and state licensed with continuing education required. You won't find that level of training anywhere else in Southwest Michigan. Union Home Mortgage Corp, NMLS 2229, an equal housing lender. Find us online at unionhomemortgage.com. When you're buying a home, think Union Home Mortgage, right here in Southwest Michigan.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate at properties. Mark and Mary Wortman, multi-million-dollar producers. Mary's phone number, you want to write them both down. I'll say it slow. 269-208-1753. And Mark's is 269-876-2929. And the website, again, is mwortman.com. And if you Google Mark and Mary Wortman, you both come up in dozens of ways. I don't see any competition in Arizona from another couple named Mark and Mary Wortman.
But we can refer you to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you've got anybody who's, I just got the Wisconsin license, so if you've got anybody who wants to buy something by the Dells.
Well, you know, we do have an office in Lake Geneva.
Oh, that makes
sense. Yeah. We can take care of you there.
Illinois, I'm not getting an Illinois license. That's too much headache. So, let's see. 10 of the roughly 31 listings are currently under contract. So of the other 20, let's start off with this great listing on Ridge Road. 4232 Ridge Road in Stevensville.
You know where Toasties is?
Yeah.
Right. Almost across the street.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Walking.
Great location. Go get your morning coffee and bit of Swiss and start your day. Nothing better.
And then finish it off at Toasties with dinner. $524,900 is the listing price. 1,461 square feet. Built in 1978. Tell me about the house.
Well, it's a Carol Ott build home. It's solid. Very nice. Nice finishes. You've got the granite, the hardwood floors. You have a main floor master, which so many people are asking for today and they cannot find. This home was listed with another realtor for 9 months. They, for some reason, did not get that sold. Now we've got it out in different marketplace where we did an AdWorks campaign on it already. We're actually getting it out there to many, many websites because it is a sweet house. It does have Lake Michigan access just down the road. There's only, I believe, 4 houses on that road.
Deeded access.
Yeah.
Those are the house.
Yeah.
So you've got permanent private access, private in the sense of the 4 houses that are
quiet
on that deed. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's tucked away in the woods. It's a very pretty setting. It's actually, we didn't have the sign up front, you wouldn't see it when you drove by.
Because it's in that beautiful wooded lot. Mm-hmm. Some privacy itself even getting to the house.
Yeah, it's awesome. So it's a very nice house. We're going to have an open house in a couple of weeks if we don't have it sold. We have several people that are coming to see it over Memorial weekend. So that's a good thing. You know, it could go someone that's living here full time, or it could easily be a second home for someone.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Memorial Day weekend's this weekend, and I had to have team members remind me because I'm just nonstop working. And we don't stop having open out. In fact, you probably have a lot of folks from Illinois and Indiana coming up for the holiday weekend.
They are. We're already getting booked. We're going to have a busy weekend showing houses.
But you're still going to get Monday on the pontoon.
I hope so.
Maybe
we better.
We'll see if the weather cooperates.
Yeah. In addition to the 3 bedrooms, there's also a nice 3-season porch.
Oh, that is so cool. It's right off the master. So you can go out there and enjoy the outdoors. It's so pretty. It's so serene. You just feel like you might be up north. But you're right here in the Stevensville area.
It has kind of a European flair to the house. It's very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, the pictures are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. 524-9 is the listing price. It's 4232 Ridge Road in Stevensville. And if you're a serious buyer, not just a kicking the tires kind of folks, again, Mark's cell is 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753. Which one do you want to talk about next?
Well, let's go to Lake Michigan. We're right there. Got a wonderful home. It's just north of where we're at today, up on Fire Lane 7. It's cool chalet A-frame style home with over 200 feet on Lake Michigan, and it's listed at $900,000. And for Lake Michigan to have a beach that you can access, that's pretty cool. And it's a neat setting because the way it's set up is the property's in between two dunes, so you don't have to go over those mounds to get to the beach.
Right.
I can't remember how many acres it's on.
It's over 6 acres. It's really nice.
So you're not going to be crowded by neighbors either.
You won't see a neighbor. No.
That address is 38210 Blue Star Highway in Colbert. And the price, when you're talking about $900,000 for that many acres and private beach frontage up one of the fire lanes, because a lot of folks don't know, you can Google search them, but there are some multi-million dollar fire lanes.
Yes.
You know, come with 2 houses, 6,000 square feet kind of things. This is just a gorgeous A-frame in a natural wooded setting on the dunes. Mm-hmm. Cash and conventional financing available on the listing. Heat pump, which makes it much more energy efficient.
Yep. Well, it's interesting. The couple that own it, they use it as a second home from Kalamazoo. So they're in and out all the time. They don't see any reason to use it in the wintertime. So, you know, they do have a heat pump to take the edge off the coolness. But if you wanted to use it year round or you wanted to be there in the middle of the winter, you'd probably put a furnace in or something.
Do they rent this at all?
No.
Just personal use.
It's personal use. A very, very quiet setting, very private. They have a hot tub in the back, which is really cool, too.
Yeah, snack bar in the kitchen. And of course, if you go out on the website, mwartman.com, and again, the address is 38210 Blue Star Highway in Covert, all kinds of gorgeous, gorgeous pictures. 6.5 acres and 203 feet of road frontage and 207 feet, as you said, of Lake Michigan frontage, and its beach right there in front of
you. Oh, my goodness. Yep. And the wildlife is so pretty. We were there one evening when the sun was setting. Gorgeous, gorgeous sunsets. Sometimes the water will be a deep midnight blue. Other times it'll be a light, you know, more of an aqua. You just never know. It's always different. It's so interesting. It's changing day to day. You just can't get enough of it. It's so pretty.
I think Mary could have a second career doing audiobooks.
There you go.
Or writing them and describing. The deep aqua blue of Lake Michigan coming off the sunset.
And don't forget your glass of wine there.
Yeah, Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon. Didn't Lemon Creek just buy Tabor Hill?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a Round Barn.
Round Barn and Tabor Hill, yeah. That's quite a big deal. That's cool.
That's very exciting. So,
absolutely. You know,
not that buying the house comes with a supply.
You might get a bottle or two.
How about Dunes Valley? Let's go back down to Stevensville. Dunes Valley Path.
Oh, my gosh.
Want to talk about that?
That is a great house in one of the prettiest gated communities. That home, when you get in it, there's so much room. There's three floors fully finished.
So, it's really a hidden gem. A lot of people don't know about goodness. It.
3029 Dunes Valley Path is the address. Listing price is $615,000. You've got four bedrooms, five bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. Lots of bedrooms.
Two and a half baths.
The one owner, too, which is nice. It's a custom-built home, wonderful construction. The homeowner is very proud of his house. Actually, he put triple pane windows in there. I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, the heating bills are so low.
Yeah, it's very reasonable. Oh, so pretty cool.
How do we get to Wild Dunes Beach, which is where the part of the...
Remember Tosi's?
Yeah.
Just south of Tosi's. off of Ridge Road.
Off of Ridge Road again. Okay.
And then you go down the hill and there's the beach. They have tennis courts that are available for use. And I can't remember, there might be a little park there as well.
Yeah, it's part of, there's two streets there. They're part of the same association, which is Wild Dunes.
Yeah.
And they have deeded beachfront access there. And they also have tennis courts, playground, and walking paths. The other thing that's unique about this is, I believe, one of the few gated communities down there where they actually have taken care of the beachfront. They just spent a ton of money there putting the beachfront back together, new stairs, and all the homeowners in there stepped up and they've done it right. And so you're going to be able to go down and use the beach this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And again, limited access, not a public beach.
No.
3,600 square feet of living space, three levels, five bedrooms, 3.1 baths, three fireplaces.
Six decks.
Six decks?
Oh, yeah. One for everybody in the family.
Wow.
And a screened-in porch. It's really cool. Really nice.
So if you get into an argument, it's that you go to your deck.
Yeah.
And don't drop anything over your deck down onto my deck.
There you go.
Let's see. What else we got? Center Island Snack Bar, large screened-in porch, gas log fireplace in the living room. Lower walkout level.
Well, there's three fireplaces. One in the master, one on the main floor, and then one in the basement.
Just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Again, the website where you could find it, mwartman.com. $615,000 is the listing price. 3029 Dunes Valley Path in Stevensville. We need to take care of some more of that radio side of business. And then let's come back and talk about a couple more of your...
Sounds good.
Great.
Wrapped up. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate. We're talking with Mark and Mary Wartman, multi-million dollar producers with Ant Properties. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. I'm John Wallace tonight. Mark and Mary Wartman from Ant Properties. Somewhere here I have the numbers again because I don't have them. They're my cell phone for speed dial, but... Mary's 208-1753, Mark's is 876-2929, and the website again is mwartman, WORTMAN.com.
All right, John, I've got to interrupt you a minute, because now that it's getting warm outside, what do you think about?
Golf.
What about boating and the lake life and getting away and having some time with the family?
Kayaking, pontoons, salmon fishing in Lake Michigan.
Oh, my goodness. So many things.
Well, we have so many cool things that we can do here in Southwest Michigan. And I've got some really great cottage and lakefront homes that are, I cover three counties. Well, we go down Van Buren and Cass and
Diamond Lake, Birch Lake, Big Bear Lake. If you go to South Haven, Mark's on all those lakes.
Well, inland lakefront properties, whether it's Lake Michigan or the smaller, more private inland lakes, it's one of your specialties, Mark.
Well, and Southwest Michigan is expanding at this time of year because people are coming over here to get away from the city life. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, we get calls all the time. People are looking for a second home. And it used to be probably 6-7 years ago, people were looking for homes under 200,000 and there just was nothing out there. the market has totally changed. And I have listings today, really nice, and they're not dumps. They're really nice places, starting in the low 200s up to over $1 million. And you can be on just about any lake you want. And it's just a phenomenal place to escape. I mean, it's great.
Yeah. And again, whether you're Cass County, Van Buren County, Berrien County, that's all close and convenient.
You know? Very close. Doesn't take long at all.
Basically within 20 minutes of St. Joe. Half hour sometimes.
Well, and convenient to, not only do you have that, I can have the second home and we can have waterfront, so we can get on the lake and, depending on the lake, jet ski, water ski, pontoon, mm-hmm. fish, however, and sometimes private beaches, but you're still not far away from, hey, let's go shopping, or wait, you know, it's raining, let's go to the movies.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. So, mm-hmm. so we work with a lot of people coming up from Indiana and Chicago market looking for homes in the area that they can escape to.
And we actually need more listings on the lake. So if any of you are thinking about getting your house on the market, please give
us
a call.
No, the time is right. We're in that season. Mm-hmm. Let's talk then about 55212 59 and a half Street, Hartford, which comes with 112 acres. Mm-hmm. And is an exquisite, the stone on the front of this three-story house. It looks three stories. Is it three-story, two-story?
Well,
two-story vaulted ceilings.
Technically, it is a three-story house. The lower level is at grade level. And if you look at the listing, it'll say it's a two-story house. But the reality is it's all above level, so above wow. grade. So mm-hmm. it's really cool. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing house. You can't find 112 acres very easily, obviously. And it's on the St. Joe River, over 2,000 foot of frontage on the river, I believe.
2,700 feet.
Yeah. There you go, 2,700 feet. So if you want to just fish, watch people.
Canoe, kayak.
Water, yeah, you got mm-hmm. do whatever you want. But it's a phenomenal piece. You cannot, when you go into the house, you can't see anything around you. I mean, it's just trees and it's very natural, nice wooded setting.
4,800 square feet, all levels, 3,500, though, as you said, it's really all above level. We've got three bedrooms and a full bath and another half bath. You have to go out to the website, mwortman.com, and look at the pictures, because the three-car garage I'm looking at, is it three-car, two-car, two-and-a-half?
Well, you got three cars on one side, a couple on the other. So, yeah, if you got collectibles, there's plenty of space to store stuff. The other thing that you may not be aware of is on this property, there is a cabin out in the woods. Has power to it, so you can have cookouts and not see anybody around you, have total privacy, and then you go to the other side of the property, and you're by Red Arrow Highway, and there's another pole barn. He's got a workshop, and you can set up your car workshop there or whatever you wow. want to do. So it's the perfect place to be if you want to be there.
Not only just to get away, but again, that's convenient for, and I'm seeing this more and more, folks who are even not just the second home, but on the primary home going, I'm ready to get out of, we don't think of St. Joe, Stevensville, Menin Arbor is a lot of traffic, but in comparison to, say, Chicago.
It's only 20 minutes from St. Joe. Easy to get to. A lot of people commute from Hartford back into St. Joe, or they go to Kalamazoo.
And 112 acres gives you a lot of options for things as well. Again, that address is 5512 59 and a half Street. It's in Hartford. The listing price is $950,000, and in some cases, 112 acres in that area can be worth $900,000.
Yep. Oh, that's beautiful.
Mark's cell phone is 876-2929, and Mary's is 208-1753. And again, the website is mwortman.com. Let's drop down into Cass County in Decatur. This has got to be beachfront. I can tell by the pictures. 6889 West Oak Drive in Decatur. Listing price of $789,000. And 6,300 square feet, all levels, 4,200 above grade, and again, beachfront, right?
That's correct. Actually, we just dropped the price today. It's $765 now.
Ah.
So, seller is definitely motivated. It's an amazing house. It's a year-round house for them. It could be year-round or it could be a second home. It's Keeler Lake is kind of one of those lakes you hear about, but nobody knows where it is because it's out in Keeler, near Sisters Lakes. It's a smaller lake, but it's an all-sports lake. Very quiet, so you can go out there, do your pontooning, jet skiing, and enjoy it without seeing a lot of boats.
Wow. Again, as you said, lakefront living at its best here. Upscale home, broad open floor plan, great comfortable lines, soaring ceilings, walls of windows looking out alongside, and again, multiple decks.
It's a newer house, too. It's I think it was built in 2000 maybe, somewhere right in that range.
Yeah, that ballpark. Granite countertop, snack bar flows into the great room living space. And again, could be a great second home, but also could be a great, because that's a hot, quick hop. To where, you know, whether you're working in Kalamazoo or you're working in South Bend or you're working in Elkhart area or you're working in St. Joe Stevensville.
You can be at 94 in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Be wherever you want.
And be living on, as opposed to I live on Lake Michigan all year round, which the price goes up just a little. But also, as you said, just a great opportunity for a second home. $789,000 is the price. 6889 West Oak Drive in Decatur. Mark's cell phone is 876-2929. Mary's is 208-1753. And the website is mwortman.com. All the listings that you guys have out there currently, any other houses in particular? Because we've talked about some absolutely exquisite, beautiful homes. But have you got any listings down in that I'm a first-time home buyer, 175? To 275 range?
Absolutely. Actually, I just listed one out in Hillendale. I went live on Monday. It was listed at 139.9. We got two offers this morning. So it was out there. It's gone. But we have other ones too. I mean, we work in all prices, price ranges, and you know, we do have some listings in those price ranges as well, from 100, 150 on up.
And it's also just how the two of you are. You just take care of people, whether it's I got a $139,000 house to list, or I got a $1.3 million house to list, or those markets that I'm looking in.
It doesn't matter what the price is. We work with people. Mm-hmm. It's really about people.
So we got big plans for Memorial Day weekend, other than showing houses.
Well, I hope to see some relatives. You know, that's what it's all about.
And there's the grandchildren.
Grandchildren. Are the San Diego grandchildren
They're coming
up?
Soon, about a month. We'll see our little Morgan. Can't wait.
Kristen often reminds me, you guys actually live in her grandfather's house?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah, we do. Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
We always invite you guys up to take a look at it.
Yeah.
She would probably enjoy it.
And, yeah, I want to come sit on the pontoon and
yeah.
Do a little perch or bat.
I don't blame
bass.
You. What do we have? They have a lot of good fish.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we see schools of fish swimming around.
Are you seeing in the market that, because the 139 just listed Monday and already two offers gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of...
Anything under two seems to go real quick like that.
As long as it's, again, in good shape.
Nice. Yeah, nice home.
It's very frustrating for buyers right now, and they have to be able to react, and they have to know what they're doing. And obviously, it's incumbent upon the realtors they're working with to help them out with that, because it's not easy. It's very difficult.
And they have to have that pre-approval letter. That makes it...
And where it comes from, preferably locally, as opposed to somebody on internet...
A thousand miles away or wherever.
And we've talked about that, and I've talked about that in recent weeks, in terms of, in these days, you can be in a bidding war.
Mm-hmm. So if very common.
Pre-approval letter comes from a local lender with a name, and the selling agent is a name that is trusted and recognized. You're more likely to get that offer
than
something that's out of town, and you know, offers that have a trusted local lender and a trusted selling agent.
That makes it stronger.
For when you were the listing agent and you're looking at offers, you can say to your seller, "Well, yeah, these people offered $2,000 more, but they want something back. We're not sure that we can get closed on time based on some out-of-town lender we don't know about," as opposed to this fits and we know that
it will close, and that's really important. Nobody wants to have something happen down the road. Yeah, that's a bad thing.
The phone call I was having earlier about, the wire didn't get out right on time. How are we going to get this funding in? This is how you're going to get that funding in.
Yeah.
Because I'm not calling anybody to say, "Hey, we're having a dry closing."
Yeah, you know how to get it done. That's good.
Well, for those who don't know, dry closing means we sign all the docs and nobody gets paid.
Not till the money shows up.
For a day or two.
It's hard to hand over keys, too.
Yeah, no.
You don't get anything.
Not happening.
Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to talk about or chat about before we wrap up for the week on a holiday
weekend? You know, I do want to mention, I just listed a condo in the Villas, and they're all sold out now. So it's a commodity that people, if they want carefree living, really nice location, beautiful places. They're large. They have a lot of natural light. They're granite, the Brazilian floor. They're just beautiful. That one, the price is $284.9. But it's a three-bedroom with a sunroom, large kitchen, lots of cupboards.
Closer to the river, too.
Very nice. Yeah, right. You can see the river.
Talking, is the villas the off the Pipestone?
Yeah, so it
got,
is. Yep.
They've
yeah.
got, yeah, private mm-hmm. access only for the Villas Association down to the river.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. If I'm looking for, I want one main floor. I don't want to have to worry about shoveling driveways
exactly.
or mowing lawns anymore.
Yeah, just enjoy.
Plus, you have a great community center and heated outdoor pool and
walking.
Nice community. Mm-hmm. Very quiet.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention that because it won't last long.
No, it mm-hmm. won't. And mm-hmm. we could use Mr. Builders and bank commercial
more things
financiers.
Like that.
We could use more condominium developments mm-hmm. like that
yes.
In our area. Absolutely. Especially for the snowbirds who.
Yeah, that works.
January through March, I'm going to be in Scottsdale.
Yeah. Somewhere nice and warm.
Well, I hope you have great weather for Memorial Day so you get to spend a little time on the lake out at.
Thank you.
Of Elite and,
you too.
And appreciate you coming by again.
This is
Thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by Union Home Mortgage on Niles Road across from Nye's Apple Barn in St. Joseph. Questions and comments can be sent to John R. Wallace at UnionHomeMortgage.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Union Home Mortgage Corp. NMLS number 2229. An equal housing lender. Real talk about real estate. We'll be back next Thursday on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.